All right, let's start off with your name and your title.
Andy Levine, President and CEO of the American Seed Trade Association.
All right, Andy, we are out here at your annual vegetable and flower seed meeting, and I want to talk to you about a few things going on with the seed trade, but let's start off talking about plant breeding and some of the issues that are causing some stalling when it comes to new breeding methods or improving breeding methods. What's going on?
Well, we're trying to work with our government, both here in the United States and internationally, to better understand the breeding methods that we're using in the evolution of breeding as they look at what policies may need to come into play to deal with those techniques. We want to make sure that the policies don't limit the access of these techniques throughout the industry. And so it's really important that we continue to work closely with them as they look at these issues.
Let's go over just some basics of seed breeding. What exactly are we talking about?
Well, it's taken all the information that we know about plants today. We've mapped the genome of many varieties today, so we know what makes a plant do what it does. And with the breeding techniques, we can be much more exact in getting those characteristics that are most favorable into a commercial variety, and also taking out those characteristics that are not favorable for either flavor or taste or cause susceptibility to disease and pests. So what we're doing today is much more like laser surgery instead of a shotgun that was 20 or 30 years ago, because we know more about the plants.
So there have been a lot of improvements, but when the general public hears about improvements in plant breeding or in seed breeding, they automatically think GMOs. Is that only what you're talking about?
No, it isn't. GMOs is a great science and great techniques, very exact techniques, but it's mostly focused on the row crops in the Midwest and the grain crops. As we look at it from the standpoint of developing new varieties, what we're talking about is essentially gene editing. We're able to go in, again, and take that specific characteristic of taste or color or flavor or resistance and just bring that into another variety that is very successful commercially and replace it. Or you're able to turn off something that is, say, increases susceptibility that you want to get rid of, or increases flavor. And so that's really what you're doing, is being exact in your breeding methods without having to bring what we would call the bad genetics that you have to back cross out ultimately.
When a farmer saves seeds and then replants them, is that an effective way for farmers to be using seeds, or do we see some type of degeneration in the quality?
Yeah, that is the challenge right there. As a farmer saves seed generation after generation, there's no improvement going on there. And what typically happens is the quality of the genetics decreases each season. So unless the farmer's selecting specifically for quality in breeding new, what we call new life into that variety each year, you're starting to lose quality, you're starting to lose performance and other things that you don't want to get to. And that's what America's seed producers do. We improve that seed every single year for America's farmers.
If I'm remembering my numbers correctly, I believe something to the effect of 97% of America's farmers are family farmers. Why is seed breeding and why is ASTA important to the family farmer?
Well, what we bring to the family farmer is we're a partner, and that farmer makes a big decision every year on what they're going to plant. They want to have the best opportunity to produce the best crop, the highest yielding crop possible to sell into the marketplace. We give them that first opportunity by bringing that good quality seed that we've improved every year out to them. They put it in the ground, and we're the partner through that production. And so we try to help make that farmer successful so that they can continue what they do so well.
You have several legislative issues that you're keeping a close eye on, and in fact, you've got an event coming up in March that maybe we'll talk about in a moment. But first, let's go over what are some of the key issues going on right now as far as our lawmakers and our government's concerned.
Well, the one is the issue on how our government deals with the policy of plant breeding in evolution of plant breeding. So that's always key for our activities. Another one is how the government deals with new technologies like seed treatment and our ability to have that exact treatment on the seed that protects the genetics as it's planted. So that's going to be a key one in Washington. There are a few other ones that are a little more arcane, like the International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources and things along that line. But that's where we're going to focus our energy this year in Washington, D.C.
All right. And so in that event that I was mentioning is a fly-in that's coming up in March. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, it's March 14th and 15th in Washington, D.C. Actually, fortunately, this year is in conjunction with Ag Day in Washington, D.C. So we'll see a lot of activity there in talking about what America's farmers do, and also a lot of education on the seed industry for us, and really being able to get out there and talk about the diversity of ASTA's membership and what we do with the America's Farmers.
If people still want to get involved in that, is there still time for them to become involved with that, or is it pretty much closed at this point?
Oh, no, it's not closed. We like to have as many people as possible. We can register on our website, www.amseed.org, and I would love to see more people in Washington, D.C., both supporting America's Farmers and the American seed industry.
Right. So just talking a little bit about the meeting that we have going on out here in Anaheim this week, what are some of the key things people will be finding out here?
Well, one, this is a meeting for the industry to come together and globally. We will have over 850 people participating from about 60 different countries and really looking at what is the new varieties, the new cool things that are going on in the industry today. And so we'll talk a lot about policy. The things impacting the industry, domestic issues, phytosanitary issues, import-export. So there's a lot of what goes on over the next 4 days here that really drives the policy for the vegetable and flower side of our business.
You know, a big topic throughout agriculture right now is GMO labeling. Where does ASTA stand on voluntary GMO labeling?
Well, we're part of a very broad coalition in Washington, D.C., and really across the country that's looking to drive a national policy for GMO labeling. There needs to be a standard out there. We can't have a state-by-state patchwork of laws that food companies have to comply with. And so we're moving very rapidly with a lot of the grower groups and also food companies to develop a policy that is reasonable and gets the consumer that wants the information. So,
well, thank you for your time today, Andy. I appreciate you speaking with us.
Thank you, Sabrina. We appreciate you joining us this week.